A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hi guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I am so excited to have you here today for another episode, and today we have the wonderful Callista with us. So Callista, if you don't know, is an award-winning author and pioneer of spiritual ascension. As a former scientist, she blends the seen and unseen realms in her classes and certified modalities, angel healing and unicorn healing. Known for her leading edge empowerment techniques, Callista supports new earth leaders in over 70 countries and authored the Female Archangels book Unicorn Rising and upcoming Unicorn Celestial Tarot. Welcome to the show, Callista. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to be here again. It's nice to be here. How are you? You well?
Yes, I'm all good, thank you. I mean, it must be a couple of years since you were last on the podcast.
Yeah, I think maybe 2-3 years. Time just is non-existent though, isn't it, in this past?
Why? I feel like it was like last month we spoke, and it probably was like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Well, let's recap then. Before we get into all of the goodness of what you're going to share with us today, let's give everyone a recap of one of the questions I ask everybody who comes on the podcast. When did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
I think it was more of a reawakening. Probably that's universal for most of us, but... yeah, I had the privilege of growing up in the Scottish countryside where I'm now living again. And yeah, you know, Scotland is so rich with magic and fairy tales. And a lot of my family members were holistic teachers, healers, mediums, midwives. So that thread of healing and was really, really strong in our family. But growing up, I went into more of the science world, got a degree in medical biotechnology, and then became a cancer research scientist up until the point where I thought, I just don't want to do this anymore. And I had a 180 in 2006, left science and began to study Reiki. And Reiki really opened the door for me, like so many others, helped me to see that I could help somebody in just that hour session rather than create these pharmaceutical drugs, which I never really saw the end result of. And then after leaving science, everything just took off. I created my own holistic skincare company, infusing all of the products, the shampoos, the creams, the soaps with Reiki and angel energy. And then from there, opened up Holistic Center and began to channel through angel healing and unicorn healing, which is now taught all over the world. So one thing sort of led to the other, but it was definitely a reawakening from science. Yeah.
I can imagine. And what like a change for you as well to go from obviously like researching breast cancer and working in the pharmaceutical industry to then now working with unicorns and spirit guides and angels. Like, I love it. I love that how you can merge the two together as well and have that as your backstory, but equally be helping people in a different way as well. So what are the archangels, Calista, and how can we work with them to manifest our dreams?
The archangels, I guess everyone will have their own interpretation of them. I've been working with them for the last 15 years, but I had my first experience when I was six. And the way that they've always manifest for me is as a messenger and also a reflection of our capacity to love and give love. And every archangel has a different role, has different teaching and virtues. But the angel that I would recommend for listeners to work with and invite into their life for general manifestation would be Archangel Shamuel, who often comes across with a bow and arrow to help us to be really, really focused on what we want to bring into our life. So focus in that arrow right to its target, really specific on what we want to bring in. And as ever, really bring all of our senses to envision and to feel as if that thing that we want, that person, that relationship, that home is already manifest in our life. And that is the secret sauce to bring it from non-physical into physical.
Love that. And I love working with the archangels as well, because like you say, they are those beings of unconditional love. And they're just that fantastic force that we can call upon when we need spiritual solutions, when we need support, when we, you know, want to connect to the divine. So the archangels are definitely my favorite beings to work with and call upon for support and love, definitely. So what is angelic feng shui? I've never heard of this before. So Calista, explain to us, what is angelic feng shui and how does it differ from classical feng shui that we know and love?
Yes, classical feng shui is incredible, but I feel that it is ripe for evolution. And as ever, here are the angels coming in to go, okay, we can tweak this, we can evolve it, we can refine it ever more. So angelic feng shui is something I've written about in the new book, but I don't believe it's anything truly new. I think once I start talking about it, listeners might feel, oh, maybe I've actually been doing that already. So the way it differs is classical feng shui states that our environment has an effect upon us. But actually, there's a reframe here. We have an effect on the environment. So if we understand that, if we get that our vibration is what is affecting our environment and not the other way around, we can then approach feng shui, which is, from one side, it is this art form, astrological form of placement. We can bring so much more consciousness, so much more awareness to the practice of feng shui and really create a space, our home, into a temple, the space of harmony, the space of devotion. And the way that angelic feng shui works is we apply principles to not only cleanse our space and move, because we still work with the placement of objects and the energy, but we commune with our home. We have this communion. We open up and we speak to our home as a sentient being. We speak to the land. And then we also speak to the room, and every room and every of our space. We ask, okay, room, before we put furniture, for example, I know you're just about to move into a new home. You might already think, oh, this room is destined to be the bedroom or the bathroom or whatever. But you can actually ask the room, what do you want to be? What do you want to be? What do you want me to bring into this space? And have this communication, which is somehow missed in feng shui. Perhaps you do it anyway. Perhaps the listeners do it anyway. But so in angelic feng shui, we work with specific archangels, mainly Archangel Raziel and Archia Victory. So they are one divine twin flame complement, together the angel of universal ascension. And they help us to really work with their alchemical flames and fire and awareness to bring in and to heighten this communication between us and the space, us and the land.
I love that. And feng shui is so, so important because, like you say, with spirituality, with our homes, like we don't always necessarily correlate the two, like you say, of we think it's like the house's energy, but it's also the energy that we bring to the house. It's also the energy that we put in this place. And, you know, I've never thought of like asking the house, like what room it wants to be. So I love that tip because I think, you know, it's important to connect. And I read a book a couple of months ago about like connecting to the home's energy, like meditating with the home, communicating with the home. And I feel like it really helped to, you know, build that connection between me and my home that I'm in now, for example. So yes. I love those tips because it takes that feng shui like next level, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that there's books like that coming out because this is it. Everything is evolving. We're becoming a lot more sensitive, a lot more aware beings. And so it's not really anything new. It's just an evolution of a truth that we can expand upon. But a lot in the New Age world, on Reels and Instagram, people saging as a means of cleansing their home, which I think is great. And I think we can use things like sage as a maintenance step. But if there's no underlying alchemy or communication, then it's almost like just spraying air freshener in a dirty room and accepting that it's going to be clean afterwards. It's not. The sage isn't going to do that. It's just going to make everything smell really nice. So we have to employ some means of vibrational getting our hands in the clay, connecting with the house and cleansing and breaking up what was there, especially if we're coming into a property, a new property, for example. We don't know what's been there before. We don't know the history of the property unless we've investigated that, but we can certainly speak to the home and ask what it needs.
So that's going to be my next question then, Calissa, because this is going to help me too. What can we do when we go into a new home? What rituals would you suggest we do to cleanse and kind of like meet the home, I guess, connect to its energy?
Yeah. Well, I would suggest first and foremost, before you even go in and put furniture in that space, have you done that already, Emma?
No, we're nowhere near that.
Right. So what I would suggest you do, and you can do this in meditation because it's all intention, is you can imagine coming to the periphery of that property, whether at the edge of the land or the edge of the driveway. And before you see yourself walk up that drive or walk up into the front door of the property, bow in reverence and say, "Hi, I am Emma," or the listener can say who their name is. "Hi." And we can do this to a property that we live in as well to form a deeper connection. You introduce yourself to the property and you ask for permission to come into that space. And you ask what the land needs. Land, what do you need? Before you even go into the home, because the nature spirits, the elementals that occupy that space are there to help. They are benevolent helpers. And they will tell you, okay, we need this in the land. We need this cleared. The energy could be raised if there is plants here, for example. So have this open communication. And as you walk up the drive, and you can do this in your imagination, envision your ideal driveway. Envision the ideal garden. Envision the ideal entrance. What do you want the entrance to feel like? What do you want the vibration to feel like when other people step over that threshold into that space? And then move in a clockwise direction all the way around the home, going into each of the rooms and approaching that room as if it's its own temple, its own home. Again, bow in reverence, ask for permission before you go in, and ask the room, what does it need? And continue this as you go around. And it'll be incredible what will come forward. And you might even get impressions of what was there before, or any emotional imprints or debris density that's been left there from other people. And you can say, okay, thank you for showing me that. What would be the means to transform that energy? What do you need? Do you need a plant here? Do you need a light here? Do you need me to do work like saging, singing, working with sound energy? What would it take for you to feel in your highest vibration? Because loving home, I want this to be a co-creation.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Creative space, because I understand, because even though we buy properties or rent properties, we're not really the owners of the land, are we? We're all just here to be caretakers. So if we treat the space like that, you'll find then that you'll have this different relationship with your space, and the energy will flow a lot more smoothly, a lot more harmoniously. And even if you occupy the space with other people, there's open lines of communication. There's less arguing. There's less tension and clashes. It's quite incredible how things change.
Well, I love those tips. Thank you so much for sharing them. I'm definitely going to do that when it happens. Yes, I love that, because it really, you know, sets the tone for that relationship with you and the house. And like you say, it's bringing in that co-creation, which is manifestation at the end of the day. It's saying, you know, like, this is how I envision something, but what do you need? What's going to elevate this energy? What's going to make this the most high vibrational room that it can be? And, you know, help me to manifest X, Y, Z. And I think when you're in that harmony and that co-creation with nature, especially in the land, like you say, you know, that is the essence of manifesting. And, you know, as much as we think we know it all, and as much as we think, well, I think I know what's best for this space, you know, like you say, letting the space tell you will create the most, I guess, like aligned high vibrational energy, which will in turn manifest the very things that you want, because the space is going to know what your intentions are for, like, whether it's like, you know, in the bedroom, for example, having like that loving, harmonious space, for example, or like an office having like an abundant, expansive energy, for example. So I love that we can connect to the house to cultivate those things and ask those questions as well, because I think it's only helping you, isn't it, at the end of the day?
It is. And then when you come to go through the temple steps, because there's a lot more detailed steps, or when you come to move your furniture into the property, you know, sit down, just sit down in this space and just go, okay, I'm here, and let yourself land. Let the furniture land, the crystals, the plants, everything that you've brought in this into the space, before you get really, really busy and start wallpapering and painting and everything like that. I think that's really important, that there's a time of integration, a time where everything just rests and the land and the elementals of that space get used to you, and vice versa. And that's it, like you said, being empty in our expectations and our ideals then allows for the highest alignment and the highest energy that we can consistently enjoy in that environment.
Absolutely. So what are your top tips for getting started with angelic feng shui? Who can we work with, Calista?
So Arkea Victory would be the best angel to work with. And she's always coming forward with either an image of a diamond or a symbol of a diamond. And I've brought this forward because one of the simplest tips is to put sun catchers in your window. And you can pick up sun catchers really cheaply, or you can make your own and just hang them up when the sun is in its highest, so that you know exactly where to position it, so it's going to catch the sun's rays. And what's that? What this is going to do is create diamond spectrum, like the rays of the rainbow around your room, and it's going to lift the energy while bringing in that alchemical ray that Archaea Victory and Archangel Raziel bring in, this diamond ray. And for many years, it used to be the highest light that we could access and anchor was the golden ray, was Christ consciousness. And now that is expanded into the diamond ray. This is a really quick, easy tool. All the windows of your home, you'll feel it. You will absolutely feel that space singing. Do you do that anyway, Emma? Do you have sun catchers up?
I actually do. I have one in my office, but not every room, but I do actually have one very similar to what you just held up in my office. But yeah, I never knew that you could like place it in the sun and have the diamond ray there. So I'm definitely going to do that because I've got one in front of me. So that's my task for today.
Yes. It's especially good for if the listeners have kids, putting it in their kids' rooms or their nursery, just to bring up that really nourishing, loving vibration of the angels. Yeah. Definitely.
Love that. Thank you. So let's talk more about the archangels then. We've spoken about Archangel Feng Shui, but let's circle back to our wonderful archangels. So what are your go-to top tips and tools for working with the archangels?
Speak to them. Speak to them. Have a communication with them. Because after all these years of teaching angel healing and writing angel books and doing events, so many people will say the same thing. I can't see or sense or hear my angel. And I will say to them, are you talking to them? No. Because I think people think that they're just going to swoop in into our midst and deliver all the answers and deliver everything that we need. But it is a dialogue. It's a two-way street, just like talking with a friend. You know, you go back and forth. And there's many ways to dialogue through meditation, or if you want to be a bit more active in that process, then free flow write. Write your question at the top of a piece of paper or in your journal and allow the angel to work through you as you channel a message, as you channel their answer. That's really a wonderful way of doing it. Again, you can work with angel cards. You can pick a card at the start of the day, and whatever angel comes forward, you can invite that angel to be with you and say, for example, if it's Archangel Michael, big brother Archangel Michael, thank you for coming through. Thank you for being my card of the day. Will you please be with me? Will you be with me in these meetings? Will you be with me as I'm with my kids? Will you be with me as I'm cooking? Will you inspire everything that I'm creating with your energy so that we can strengthen our connection with one another? When we approach working with our angels in this way, we embody them. We embody their teachings. We embody their virtues. We embody their light. And I see it time and time again when people come back for angel courses, or they go through, you know, they're working with their cards, or they take these tips, they start to glow. They start to emanate the light of the angels. And this is where we're heading, Emma. Don't you feel like it's more about embodying now? You know, we've went through that age of Pisces, that age of book learning and knowledge. Now it's time to make it wisdom through our experience, through our embodiment. So to talk to the angels, we have to talk to the angels and embody them and allow that process to unfold.
Absolutely. And like you say, you know, it's got to be that co-creation process again of like reaching out and inviting the archangels in. And I'm sure I've read somewhere before, it might be Kyle's work, I can't remember, that they can't like just come in, like they're obviously reliant on free will. So like you have to give them permission to kind of like come in and communicate. They can't just like force their way in and be like, right, here's all your solutions, here's what we're doing to help you. So, you know, even if that's true or not, you know, it's definitely important to have that communication there to, you know, it's like with manifestation. It's almost like, you know, when people think, well, I really want to manifest some abundance, but they're not actually asking for that abundance. They're not setting those regular intentions. They're not communicating with the universe. So how can the universe know what you want if you're not communicating that actively? It's the same here.
That's it, yeah. There are certain times that angels can come in and intervene through divine dispensation. For example, if it's not our time to pass, to graduate this lifetime, they can come in. But, you know, Kyle's right. You have to have, you've got to open the door. It's like you have to open a door to a relationship, to a friendship, to a project. If that door is closed, how can that stream of creativity or connection be manifest? So yes, definitely, everything's co-creation, isn't it?
100%, 100% here for this. So my last question today then, Calista, is what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my lovely listeners with?
Balance, balance, and more balance. And I think the way that that's manifesting today is through prioritizing more joy in our life, more joy, more time to integrate, more time to rest and be. You know, we're always talk about to-do lists, but what about to-be lists? What about actually scheduling time to be? Okay, I'm actually scheduling in my diary. This is like 11 minutes, for example, to meditate or to dance, to put on my favorite track and just dance, or just to sit outside, or, you know, whatever takes your fancy in that moment, allowing yourself to be 100% there in breath and body and being in your energy. You're 100% there to balance out all of the doing, the busy, 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 because life can't just be a series of exhales. There has to be an inhale too. There's got to also be a pause, an integration. And so that would be my advice. Want more balance in your life? Prioritize more being, more joy.
Amen to all of that. And I think it's a reminder we all need, all of us, all the time, because like you say, it's so easy to focus on the to-do list, right? I've got to work, I've got to do this. But yeah, when are we allowing ourselves to be? When are we prioritizing those joyful things or those fun things that are going to raise our vibration, connect us to our inner child? Like all of those things are so healing in themselves to invite that joy in, even to the mundane tasks as well. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So where can everybody find you, Calista, if they want to learn more about your work?
So I'm normally hanging out the most on Instagram, and I share daily tips, practical, high vibrary tools for integration, for embodiment, for joy on there. And that's Calista Ascension on Instagram, same with Facebook, and then CallistaAscension.com for my website that is really old, and I wouldn't suggest going there because it needs redone.
But we can find you on Instagram, and I'll put a clickable link to Calista's Instagram and website below so you can find it with ease. But let's talk about your wonderful new deck, Calista. I know it's been out a little while now, but tell us about your deck. What can we expect?
Shall I pick us a card?
Yes, of course.
We have them here. The Female Archangel's Oracle is amazing. And the name is a little bit deceiving because there's actually male archangels in here too, because it's not just the divine feminine that's rising, of course, it's the sacred masculine too. It's again that balance energy. Let's pick us a card. So these cards, 6 years in the making, are now here. This has been a card that keeps repeating, our ancestors card. Ooh. Heal at the root. So this is not a specific archangels, some of the cards are not specific archangels, but they are current themes for our ascension right now. And this one keeps popping up, heal at the root, our earthly root and also our cosmic root, because of course everything that is the hang-ups, the conditionings, the wounds, the stories, the trauma often will have an ancestral root. But of course the angels can help us to resolve that and bring all of that to light.
Love that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that card. I hope it's resonated with everybody listening and watching today. But thank you so much, Calista, for coming on. It's always a joy having you on the podcast. And I'm so excited to go and try angelic feng shui. And I'm sure everybody else listening is as well. So thank you so much for sharing your pearls of wisdom with us today.
Oh, blessings, Emma. Thank you so much.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed Calista and I's conversation today. As always, you can find a clickable link to Calista's work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my videos, my books, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.